Hello and good morning. Today, what I learned, something from Brené Brown. I love her. She gives such great insight into so many things and how to handle so many things. And with what we're going through right now, with the coronavirus and everything, I know my life is kind of turned and scrambled, and it's made me think and feel emotions that I don't know how to think or do or what to say. So there is something that I learned from her. It's called the gap. And sometimes we might not feel 100% that we can give. Yesterday was one of those days for me. I didn't feel like I could function like I normally do. And I love being able to accomplish things in my day and feel success just by accomplishing. And yesterday, I think just getting up for the day and doing my hair and going for a walk was a major accomplishment, even though I got other things done. It's just to get by. It was one of those days. And so sometimes we're not at 100%. Sometimes we're at 10%. Sometimes we're at 80%. And Brené talks about the gap. How are we going to fill that gap that to be 100%? Maybe you have family that will help you. And maybe you have a spouse or somebody. If not, we need to help you find somebody that you can feel that you can rely on when you aren't at 100%. Maybe it's a best friend that you call or a parent. So let's talk about this lack or gap in the 100%. I know sometimes when I'm working really, really hard and I just want to come home and I usually like to make dinner, but sometimes I am just done. I have no more energy. I don't want to make dinner. And somebody sometimes steps up. Sometimes we just have leftovers. And sometimes just everybody fends for themselves. So I'm going to incorporate this new program, the GAP program, to help understand where everybody's at. I have a little journal page on my Life Tumbled website under downloads. So lifetumbled.com, and under downloads, there is a journal page. And when you're not feeling up to par, there are some little things just to help you feel successful for the day. Like, did you smile with someone? Did you read something? Did you listen to good music? I mean, even the little things. Did you make your bed? The smallest things can make just the slightest difference in your day. And so there's that, and then a little place for journal writing. But I've also added a place where you could put your gap feeling. How are you feeling? Are you feeling depleted? Are you at 10%? Are you at 80%? And in our home, we're going to post that up on the wall and let everybody know where they're standing. And they're like, so if my daughter's feeling 30% today because she's missing her friends or something like that, we can have a little bit more empathy for her and help her through that and give her some of our energy and love to help her get through this time. And that's what we need. We all need extra love and care during this time, being stuck at home, working from home. I know there's still people out there, the first responders and all that. Give them love for all that they're doing and sacrificing also. So this is a unique time in our life, and we just need to give more love. That's one thing. Love, empathy, charity. We don't have to be scarce on that. We can give and give and give, because it multiplies. It's not something that's scarce. You only have one of, so you can't share it. Love you can share, and it will grow. So let us all try to be empathetic with some of the people in our lives and on our small little spheres that we have, that we may be able to fill them if they're low. And if we're low, be okay with that, that it's just one of those days, and not shame yourself or don't make yourself feel bad. It's okay to feel that way. If you just want to cry, or just acknowledge the feelings you have and allow them, name them, and it will help you move forward. And most importantly, let's not compare our suffering and shame ourselves because, oh, so-and-so is suffering more than me, so I'm not allowed to be hurt or feel this way. No, it's okay. We all are going through a time that's new. This is all new to us. So please let us all have more empathy. Let us not be fearful. Let us not go from a place of scaredy and be loving and empathetic and not compare. I hope this helps you. Go to www.lifetumbled.com and one of the tabs, it says downloads. Download your journal page today. I hope this helps. Have a good day. Bye-bye.